两个礼拜前我开始一个新的系列式的讲道。
Two weeks ago, I started a new series of sermons.
题目是健康教会的九个记号。
The title is The Nine Marks of a Healthy Church.
我们看到第一个记号是解经式的讲道。
We saw the first mark was expository preaching.
讲言需要让圣经本身来决定它的题目跟要点。
The preacher has to let the Bible determine the title of the sermon and also the important points.
而不是利用一些圣经节来支持他已经有的想法跟内容。
And not to use the Bible just as a support of something he wants to preach on already.
第二个记号。
The second mark.
是圣经神学。
It's biblical theology.
换句话就是讲神。
In other words, this is about God.
按照圣经来认识神。
To know God through the Bible.
他是创造的神。
He is the creator God.
圣洁的神。
Holy God.
信实的神。
Faithful God.
慈爱的神。
And loving God.
已经有主权的神。
And he is the sovereign God.
这第一记号跟第二记号是有关系的。
The first two marks are related.
第一个记号是告诉我们说怎么讲。
The first mark tells us what to say.
How to say.
第二个
记号是告诉我们要讲什么。
And second mark tells us what to say.
今天我们开始看第三个记号。
Today we'll look at the third mark.
福音。
The gospel.
这是很要紧的。
This is very important.
但又是我们经常误会。
And yet it's something we misunderstand.
我们的误解福音导致我们有些我们的生活没有见证。
Our misunderstanding of the gospel leads to a life without testimony.
我们也影响别人的认识耶稣。
And also prevents others from knowing Jesus.
我们今天要学习什么是福音。
And today we want to learn what is the gospel.
我们先看什么不是福音。
Let's first look at what it is not.
然后我们再看什么是福音。
And then we'll look at what is gospel.
第一个大点，什么不是。
The first main point is what is not.
至少有四个不是福音。
There are at least four that is not gospel.
请你们注意看你们的节目单。
Please look at your bulletin carefully.
第一个。
The first one.
他不是单单说我们是不错。
It's not simply that we are okay.
差不多三十年前、四十年前。
About 30 to 40 years ago.
有一本很畅销的书。
There was a bestseller.
这个作者是个医生。
The author was a doctor.
他叫做 Thomas Harris.
That's his name.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
我想我们中文的翻译也许可以翻成你是不错，我也不错。
And the name of the book is I'm okay, you are okay.
这个名称有点像我们中国人常常讲的你好我好大家好。
Maybe we can understand in Chinese way it probably means like I'm fine, you're fine, we're all fine.
今天许多人的想法就跟这本书一样。
Today a lot of people's thinking coincide with this book.
有人认为说我们每个礼拜一次的主日崇拜。
Many people consider that our weekly worship meeting.
只是一个宗教治理时间。
It's really a religious therapy time.
那么在这个时间里面做什么呢
？And what do you do during this time？
我们大家坐在一起啊。
We all sit together。
想要彼此帮助。
Wanting to help each other。
让我们每个人都对自己觉得好一点。
So that we can feel good about ourselves。
那么教会的这些长椅子。
And all these church pews。
就是这个医生房间里面的长沙发。
Are the couches in the doctor's office？
那么讲员在问问题。
And so when the speaker asks questions。
而被详细讲论的这段经文呢
？And this scripture passage that's being expounded on，
就是我们内在的那个自我。
It's really our inner self。
但如果主日崇拜真是一个宗教治疗时间呢
？But if our worship time is really a religious therapy session，
为什么我们每次治疗以后？
Why is it that every time after the session,
我们并不是觉得更舒服啊。
We don't feel better.
当我们探测到我们内心深处的时候
，And if we have probed our inner depth,
为什么才能觉得空虚啊
？How can we find emptiness?
甚至觉得肮脏啊
？We feel dirty.
是不是我们自己和我们的生命里面有些不对的地方？
Does it mean that there's some problem with ourselves and our lives?
甚至完全错误的地方。
Or something completely wrong with us?
圣经是很坚决的否决我们是不错的这种观念。
Bible utterly rejects the idea that we are just okay.
这是一种以人为主的想法。
This is a man-centered way of thinking.
这种想法是要告诉我们。
And this kind of thinking tells us.
人的情况其实是蛮不错的。
The man's condition is pretty good.
每个人只要接受他目前的情况，
as long as we accept our current situation,
就很好了。
Then we'll be fine.
我们只要看看我们好的地方，然后把我们自己建立在好的地方就很好了。
As long as we'll look at our good point and we'll continue to stay on that.
但圣经告诉我们，
and yet the Bible tells us.
当我们的第一对的父母啊，亚当跟夏娃。
When our first parents, Adam and Eve,
他们被引诱反叛神
when they attempted to rebel against God,
圣经说他们堕落犯罪
Bible tells us that they were depraved and they,
从那个时候开始
and from that time,
我们人是不公义的
we are not righteous,
我们和神的关系不是好的
our relationship with God is not good,
那么事实上如果根据耶稣呢
and so if it's according to Jesus,
我们的不好情形是这么的严重，我们需要重生。
Our bad side is so serious that we need to be born again.
根据保罗也是这样。
So according to Paul, it's the same way.
我们的罪是这么的严重，我们需要再被创造。
Our sins are so serious that we need to be recreated.
因为保罗说我们是死在过患罪恶当中。
Because Paul said that we were dead in sin and trespass.
注意哈，这是过犯跟罪恶。
Pay attention, sins and trespass.
其实都是讲罪。
Actually, it's all talking about sin.
这个有两个意思。
There are two meanings.
说第一个，你当你没有达到目标，你跑到目标的旁边。
The first one is if you have fallen short of the goal.
第二个呢？
The second.
你越界了，超过你应该有的界限。
You have exceeded the goal.
不管是你没有达到目标或越界
whether you have exceeded the boundary or you have fallen short of a goal,
在我们日常生活上的反应是什么
So what's our usual reaction?
我们该做的不做
What we should do, we don't do
我们不肯做
And we won't do
我们不该做的我们却做
What we shouldn't do, we do
我们不肯改啊
And we won't change
多少时候我们知道我们是有罪
How often we admit that we have sinned?
我碰到的 很少人会说他自己没有罪。
I have not met many people who say that they don't have sin.
但是在我们思想当中
Yet in our thinking,
哎呀，我的那几个罪没有不算什么了。
We don't consider our few sins as big deal.
我那几个罪似乎也不是那么的露骨或讨人讨厌。
We don't consider them very blatant sins or offensive sins.
两年前，一个很出名的美国传道人 Jerry Bridges。
2 years ago, there was a very famous pastor. His name is Jerry Bridges.
他是美国导航会的一个领袖。
He's one of the leaders of the Navigator.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
这个书的名字非常的引人注意啊。
It has a very attractive title.
他的名字也在节目单上面。
And the name of the book is printed in your bulletin.
这本书的名字是叫的英文说 Respectable Sin.
That's the name of the book, Respectable Sin.
我们中文也可以把它翻译成说，值得尊敬的罪啊，体面的罪啊，高雅的罪啊，不错的罪。
Respectable Sin.
那么它好像是我们下意识中把罪分成两种啊。
So it seems unconsciously we divided sins into two categories.
一种是不高雅的
One is not respectable
一种是高雅的
Another is the respectable kind
他在书里面列出很多我们认为是高雅的罪
In his book he listed many we considered respectable sins
他提到不敬虔
He talks about ungodliness
不知足啊
Discontentment
不感恩
Unthankfulness
骄傲
Pride
自私
Selfishness
愤怒
Anger
缺乏节制
and lack of self-control,
舌头乱讲
and then a slandering tongue,
然后与世界为友
and worldliness.
我想你，我对这些罪说，这没有什么嘛。
Maybe you and I think, well, these are no big deal.
我这是人之常情啊。
It's common to man.
只要是人都会这样的。
So all men do that.
你不但自己会做。
And not only do I do it completely.
当你的朋友这样做的时候，你也不会去劝告他。
And when I see my friends doing them, I will not try to dissuade them from doing.
但是这些对。
And yet these things.
对我们和神的关系啊。
Regarding our relationship with God.
跟那些我们看见很严重的罪。
And then all those more serious, what we consider more serious sins.
都是致命伤。
They are all deadly.
雅各书里面有一句话。
They're saying in the book of James.
先我们看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to the second chapter of James.
第十节到十一节。
Verses 10 to 11.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第十节到十一节。
Verses 10 to 11.
雅各书第二章第十节十一节。
James 2, 10 to 11.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人的。你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。雅各说得很清楚啊。
James clearly states,
你犯了一条就等于犯了众条啊。
That if you stumble in one point, you will become guilty of all.
雅各还用一个例子来解释啊。
And James used an example to illustrate.
你说我不可奸淫，不可杀人。
You say that I should not commit adultery, I should not murder.
但是如果你没有奸淫，你却杀了人，你仍然是犯了律法。
So even if you have not committed adultery and yet you have committed murder, you have become a transgressor of the law.
雅各是要告诉你我一件事情。
James wants to tell us one thing.
神的律法。
God's law.
不是某一个在天上的国会，他们讨论过，他们通过，然后他们宣布的。
It's not something that the heavenly Congress have discussed and passed and announced.
神的律法是代表神的性格。
God's law represents His character.
神的律法代表他。
His laws represent Him.
当人违背他的律法。
And so if we transgress His law,
不管是哪一条。
Whichever one it is.
包括那些高雅的罪。
Including those respectable things.
是在反抗神。
We are against God.
是在跟神作对。
We are rebelling against Him.
那我用一个例子更来说明一下。
Let me use an example to illustrate this point.
假定 Judy 说礼拜六要请客。
For example, if Judy is going to entertain guests on a Saturday.
她要我去 Cups 买一些东西。
She wants me to go to Cups to buy something.
但我故意的买一些不是她要的。
And so I purposely buy something that she does not want.
她要我买一个五磅的这个面粉。
If she wants you to buy 5 pounds of flour.
我只买一磅。
She only buys 1 pound.
她要我买鸡蛋，我就买牛奶。
She wants me to buy eggs, I will buy milk instead.
我故意少买一些她要的东西啊。
And I intentionally buy something less than what she wants.
我故意多买一些我要的东西啊。
And buy more of the things I want to buy.
不是我不知道她要什么。
It's not because I don't know what she wants.
只是我故意要这样做。
But I just purposely do it that way.
但我这样做是表示什么？
So what am I showing by doing those?
只是说我多买几件，少买几件吗？
Is it just simply I just buy something more or other things less?
不是的。
No.
当我这样做的时候，
When I'm doing that,
就表示我跟我太太之间有关系大有问题。
It shows that there's a big problem between me and my wife.
我们对神的行动也是这样。
And the same, in the same way, it's our action against.
当我们不愿意遵守他的律法。
And we are unwilling to obey his commandments.
是表明说你和神的关系大有问题。
It shows that there's a big problem between our relationship with God.
我们常常的心态是五十步笑百步啊。
Very often we consider that, well, it's just a 100 steps compared with 60 steps.
我这个礼拜只犯了17条了。
I've just only sinned 17 commandments.
但老张犯了32条啊。And
Mr. Chang, he committed 32 commandments.
老王犯了55条啊。And
Mr. Wong, he transgressed 55 commandments.
神看到我还要表扬我一下。
So it seems that God still has to commend me for committing so few.
当我们明知而不理神的律法的时候,
if we know and yet purposely ignore God's commands,
它是指出你和神之间的关系有问题。
It shows us a problem in our relationship with God.
圣经的神不是一位被动的神。
The Bible God is not a passive God.
它是主动的。
He's active.
并且圣经的神是个忌邪妒忌的神。
And this God of the Bible is a jealous God.
他要的我们是我们的全部。He
wants all of us.
不是一部分的,
not just a part of us.
也不是说我们决定哪一部分给神, 哪一部分不给他。
And it's not up to us to decide which part to give to him, which part to retain.
他要的是100%的我。
He wants 100% of me.
如果我们认为有时候我们可以不理他,
sometimes they think, well, we can just ignore him.
或者情况一来比较辣手, 我们就把神的教导方法摆在旁边。
But if the situation is difficult, then we'll put aside God's teaching.
那只是说明说, 我们不晓得和他的关系应该怎么样。
It only tells us that we don't know what should our relationship with him should be.
这个 David 牧师讲过一句话。
Pastor Devil said one,
在你们节目单上面,
and it's in your bulletin.
他这么说,
he said,
我们不可能声称是基督徒,
we cannot claim to be believers,
却故意的, 重复的, 快乐的, 违背他的话,
and yet knowingly, repeatedly, happily breaks God's law.
这两个不可能同时存在。
These two things cannot coexist together.
要不然就是左边, 要不然就是右边。
Either turn to the right or to the left.
所以一个真正基督教的福音,
and therefore a true Christian doctrine.
对人黑暗的这一面,
and considering the dark side of us.
对人本质黑暗的这一面,
and also the dark side of our nature.
对人生命黑暗的那一面,
and dark side of our lives.
是承认它的确存在的,
acknowledges its existence.
这样的认识,
this kind of knowledge,
到头来却不是悲观的,
it's not pessimistic in the end.
因为福音是要告诉人呢,
the gospel tells us,
虽然我们的堕落是这么的深, 这么的广,
that even though our fall is so deep and wide,
但神对我们的计划却是这么样的令人惊奇啊。
And yet God's plan is so amazing towards us.
因为他知道他怎么造我们,
because he knew how he created us.
他可以让我们再变成一个新人,
and he can make us into new creation.
所以福音的第一个错误不是说我们是不错的。
So the first fallacy concerning gospel is not that we are okay.
我们看第二个,
second one.
它不是单单说神是爱。
It is not simply that God is love.
许多时候你听到人家讲福音的时候,
very often when you hear people talk about gospel,
只是单单讲说神是爱,
will simply say that God is love.
你听了这句话以后平常反应会怎么样?
What's your reaction after you hear these words?
许多人反应好像讲话的人余犹未尽, 没有整个讲完。
Very often people feel that there's something missing.
他有些没有讲出来或有些漏掉,
he has not told me everything or he has left out something.
神是爱的确是真的,
it is really true that God is love.
圣经的确这样说,
and Bible does teach that.
但如果只是单单这么说,
and yet if that's the only thing that tells us,
那就好像一个危险性,
that there's danger to it.
这好像一个不需要证明的真理,
it's like a self-evident truth.
讲出来每个人都了解这句话的含义了。
Whenever you say it, everybody will understand it.
每个人可以讲什么是爱, 神怎么爱。
And people will know what is love and how does God love.
但事实不是这样。
But yet the facts does not bear that out.
我们举一个比方。
Let me give you an example.
我们当中很多做父母的,
There are many of us who are parents.
我想你可以稍微了解神是爱是什么意思。
That you can understand about God's love more.
因为当我们的儿女长大的时候
，As our children are grown.
如果我们知道一些事情可能的后果
，And if what we know the consequences of some of the actions.
我们会告诉我们的儿女们，你们不能做你们想要做的。
And we'll tell them there are certain things you should not do.
他们的反应常常是怎么样
What's their reaction usually?
他们的反应会说如果你真的爱我你就会让我
Usually they'll say If you really love me, you'll let me
我们知道他们讲这句话根本不对
We know that is not true
这是个虚假的话
This is falsehood
因为爱不是永远让你
Because love is not always letting people
爱有时会的确的阻止你
You sometimes love prevents
甚至有时候会惩罚你
and sometimes love even punishes.
并且如果我们说神是爱
and also if we say God is love,
那这个爱应该像什么
then what kind of love should it be?
并且圣经只说神是爱吗
and does the Bible only say that God is love?
圣经不也说神是个灵吗
doesn't the Bible only say God is spirit?
一个灵怎么爱
how does spirit love?
圣经不也说神是圣洁的吗
Does the Bible also say God is holy?
圣洁的灵怎么爱
Holy Spirit, how does it love?
圣经不也说这个神是独一独特的吗
Does the Bible also say this God is the only true God?
没有一位像他
And there's no other like him.
那独特的圣洁的灵怎么爱呢
And this unique Holy Spirit, how does he love?
你自己可以想得出来吗
Can you think the answer for that?
如果神不告诉你，我怎么知道呢
？If God does not tell us, how can we know?
你能够自己推测出来吗
？Can you deduce?
你能凭你自己的经验把它这个弄清楚吗
？Can you clarify all these from your own experience?
我们需要记住一件事情。
There's one thing that we should remember.
是神他自己启示他是怎么样
？There is God who reveals to what how what kind of God he is.
这位神要求。
And this God demands
所以和他有爱关系的人
that all who has a love relationship with him
都需要圣洁
need to be holy
我们看一次圣经节
Let's look at the Bible verse
希伯来书十二章十四节
Hebrews 12 verse 14
希伯来书十二章十四节
Hebrews 12 verse 14
这里说你们要追求与众人和睦并要追求圣洁非圣洁没有人能见主
Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord
只有当我们了解神的一些性格
Only when we know some of God's character
想到他的公义
And then think of his righteousness.
想到他的信实
And then his faithfulness.
想到他的完全
And his perfection.
我们才能开始了解神的爱有这么深的意义
Can we understand some of the profound meaning of his love?
只有当我们想到神的伟大
It's only when we think of his greatness.
想到他的能力
His power.
他的智慧
And his wisdom.
他是自我存在
And his self-existing God.
我们才能开始了解。
Then can we start to understand?
他的爱不但深。
That not only is his.
他的爱不但广呢。
It's wide.
并且是极其美丽的。
And it's extremely beautiful.
这种爱。
This kind of love.
今天你我没有办法好好的解释。
We cannot really fully explain it.
我们只能惊奇不停而已。
We can be just amazed by it.
福音不只是单单说神是爱
The gospel does not simply just say God is love
我们看第三个不是
Let's look at the third what is not
不是单单说耶稣要成为我们的朋友
It's not simply that Jesus wants to be our friend
有时候福音被说成说耶稣要成为你的朋友
Sometimes the gospel ends with that Jesus wants to be our friend
所以想的人会说
And the person who says this
你孤单吗
will ask, are you lonely?
你需要朋友吗
Do you need friends?
你需要人帮助你吗
Do you need some help?
答案是耶稣
And the answer is Jesus.
如果耶稣 如果耶稣是道成肉身，
if Jesus is the incarnate God,
他只是要告诉我们，
he only wants to tell us,
你犯了罪没有什么了不起了，
that it's no big deal if you sin,
我只要嘴巴一讲说你们赦免了就赦免了，
if I just say with my mouth that you are forgiven, then you are forgiven,
你们也不需要为自己认罪，
and you don't have to confess yourself,
那不是很简单吗？
that isn't that simple,
但如果耶稣这样做的话，
but if Jesus really did that,
那他和神的德行跟品格怎么办呢？
Then how can he reconcile God's nature and his virtues?
为什么耶稣要来？
Why did Jesus come?
他来究竟是要完成什么？
Why did, what did he want to accomplish when he came?
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's look at the Bible.
马可十章四十五节。
Mark 10:45.
马可十章四十五节。
Mark 10:45.
这里说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。这是他来是为了要死。
Jesus came to die.
耶稣用死在十字架上这个方法。
Jesus used the way of dying on the cross
荣耀神
to glorify God.
这个方法成为他一生侍奉的中心呢。
And this method became his life goal.
难怪四福音跟书信里面就提到耶稣的受死。
No wonder that the Gospels talk about Jesus' death.
所以当使徒们新约的作者写新约的时候，
And when the New Testament authors wrote New Testament,
他们了解这个真理。
They understood this truth.
他们没有用耶稣是朋友这个字眼来好好形容耶稣、
He did not use the term friend to describe Jesus.
他们用其他的字眼来形容耶稣的死以及他和我们的关系、
He used other terms to describe Jesus' death and his relationship with us.
这些作者用了哪些字眼？
What kind of terms did these authors use?
说耶稣是我们的羔羊。
They said that Jesus is our lamb.
他是我们的救赎。
He is our redemption.
我们因为他可以被称义了。
And because through him we can be justified.
我们因为他可以得胜了。
And through him we are victorious.
我们因为他可以与神和好。
And because of him we can be reconciled with God.
这些字眼都不是一个朋友可以做得到。
All these terms cannot be accomplished by a mere friend.
所以 David 牧师说，
And therefore, Pastor Deborah continued to say,
在你们的节目单上面，
it's printed in your bulletin,
基督不只是我们的朋友，
Christ isn't merely our friend.
如果你把朋友称为他最高的头衔，
to call him that as his supreme title,
那么下面这句话哈，我们中文的翻译我查了一下，是明褒暗贬，明明的公开的褒扬他，但实际下是贬低他。
Okay, and then what follows after that is to call him that as his supreme title is to damn him with faint praise. To praise him on one hand, actually you're damning him, you are degrading him.
他是我们的朋友，但是他是更多的。
He is our friend, but he is so much more.
因为基督是我们的羔羊，
Because Jesus is our lamb,
为我们被杀，
that has been killed for us.
他是我们的救赎者，
He is our redeemer.
他用他的生命来救我们，
And he saved us with his own life.
他是那位让我们与神可以和好的，
He is the one that enables us to be reconciled with God.
他是那位已经战胜我们的敌人，
He is the one that is victorious over our enemies.
他是那位用他的死平息的神对你和我的愤怒。
He's the one who appeases God's wrath against us because of our sin.
所以福音不只是单单说耶稣要成为你的朋友。
So the gospel is not simply that Jesus wants to be our friend.
我们看第四个不是。
Let's look at the fourth, what is not.
他不是单单说我们应该活得对。
It's not simply that we should live right.
这也是一个常常看见的错误。
This is a very often seen.
因为福音只是让我们开始能够活得好，活得对。
If the gospel just wants to help us to live well and to live right.
好像听起来基督教只是一个有关一个人他私下或公共的一些美德。
Then it will appear that Christianity is about a person's private or public virtues.
而基督徒也常常被说成只是忙着做两件事的人。
And very often Christians are described as people that they are busy doing two things.
哪两件事情?
What two things?
第一件事情,
First,
宗教的事,
religious things.
去教会,
going to church,
读圣经,
to read the Bible,
祷告,
praying,
参加敬礼,
to be part of baptism,
遵守圣餐,
to keep the Holy Communion,
遵守十诫,
and to keep the Ten Commandments.
遵守 马太福音里面的金科玉律,
and also to keep the golden rule.
比如说有一个,
For example,
我们看马太福音7章12节,
let's look at Matthew 7, 12.
马太福音7章12节,
Matthew 7, 12.
7章12节, 所以无论何事, 你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理啊，这些都是金科玉律。All
these are golden rules.
以为说基督徒首先就忙着做宗教的事。First,
the assumption is that Christians are busy doing these religious things.
第二件事呢?
Second thing.
他们忙着做好事。They
are busy doing good things.
他们做义工。
They volunteer.
他们乐捐,
they give generously.
他们帮忙一些无家可归的人,
they help the homeless.
过年过节, 他们去那个 soup kitchen, 哈, 为穷人所设的免费餐厅, 去那边, 发食物。
And during the holidays, they go to serve in the soup kitchen.
他们很注重环保,
and they care about recycling.
And
they don't want to litter.
那么今天也特别开一部美国人叫做 Green Car 哈 ，Toyota Prius，
and they drive the green car Toyota Prius，
他们叫对社会有贡献，
and they give to the society，
虽然一个人生活对，
so even if a person lives right，
做好人做好事，
do good things and be a good person，
道德水准高啊，
has good moral standards，
这是要紧的，
and that is important，
也是得到人家的尊敬的，
and that he can be respected for those，
但福音基本上，
and yet for the gospel itself，
不是有关这些事，
it's not about these things，
而成为一个基督徒呢，
so to be a Christian，
也不是说我现在开始一个 positive thinking， 有正面的思想。
Does not mean I start to have positive thinking.
我可以做事情不要再劳累别人了。
So I try not to burden other people.
因为福音所要求的。
Because the demands of the gospel.
是彻底的改变。
It's a complete change.
这不是一个忙着做宗教的事或做好事人可以达得到的。
So it's not somebody who is busy with the religious work of good work. That's not something he can achieve.
David 牧师讲的一句话,
so Pastor Devil said,
在你们节目单上面,
it's again in your bulletin,
很要紧的一句话,
very important,
请你看一下,
please look at it.
他说, 福音不是仅仅一个添加剂,
the gospel is not an additive,
来让我们已经好的日子过得更好啊,
that comes to make our already good life better.
我们中国人可以了解这个。We
Chinese can understand this well.
我们中国人很羡慕啊, 好日子, 什么叫好日子?
We Chinese admire and want to have good life.
我们好日子, 我们说是五子登科。
What does good life mean? And that is to have five achievements.
有妻子, 有儿子。
To have wife and son.
有车子, 有房子。
The car and the house.
然后有金子。
And then have gold.
那么我们再加一项嘛。
And therefore, we add one more achievement to that.
来一个六子登科。
That's a sixth achievement.
第六个是什么呢?
That's the sixth one.
第六个是神子啊, 神的儿子啊。
The sixth one is the Son of God.
我得赶快口里承认耶稣说我可以成为神的儿子啊。
I'll quickly acknowledge Jesus with my mouth and then I can become the Son of God.
神的儿子很体面啊。
And it's really respectable to be
called. 历史上很多伟大人都是神的儿子啊。
There are many famous people in history who are children of God.
并且啊。
And also,
万一真的有天堂的话,
if there really is a heaven,
我已经有天国的护照了。
Then I have the visa for heaven.
Passport
for heaven.
我也见过这个天国的领事了。
I've met the consulate of heaven.
他已经替我签证了。
He has signed for my visa.
因为他已经替我受洗了。
Because he's baptized me.
所以我随时都可以准备好了。
So I am always ready.
然后 Mark Dev 牧师继续讲。
And Pastor Deborah continued to say,
福音是一个奇妙的好消息啊。
The gospel is a message of wonderful good news.
给这些认识及知道在神面前他们本来是绝望无助的人。
That comes only to those who know and realize their desperation before God.
他们没有别的办法。
They have no other way.
他们是绝望的。
They are desperate.
他们很需要神的怜悯与恩典的。
They are desperate for God's mercy and grace.
我们看到四个不是。
So we have looked at four what is not.
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
第二大点。
Second point.
福音有四个要素。
There are four elements to gospel.
第一个。
First.
神。
God.
他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
天父。
He is our heavenly father.
跟法官。
And judge.
他是慈爱圣洁。
He's loving and he's holy.
他是信实。
He's faithful.
他无所不知。
And he's omniscient.
他是无所不在。
He's omnipresent.
他是无所不能的。
Omnipotent.
如果你在圣经上读到有关神的事情，
If you read about God in the Bible,
和你的想法不一样，
And then you have different thinking,
甚至你不同意，
Or you don't agree,
你需要知道啊。
You need to understand.
到头来啊，
That in the end,
需要改变的是你啊。
You are the one that needs to change.
不是神啊。
It's not God.
因为他永不改变。
Because he never changes.
第二个要素是人啊。
The second important element is man.
我们是神创造的。
We are created by God.
我们属于他。
We belong to him.
我们应该向他负责。
And therefore we should be accountable.
但是人不肯服从啊。
And yet man is not willing to submit.
他要独立啊。
He wants to be independent.
他自己做主啊。
He wants to be his own master.
他犯罪。
He sinned.
这个罪就辖制着人啊。
And this sin puts us in bondage.
那我们好像我们就成为罪的奴隶啊。
And we are enslaved to sin.
我们应该做的不肯做。
And the things we should do, we don't want to do.
不应该做的我们反而一直做。
And we do the things we should not do.
罪有它的结果。
And sin there is a consequence.
神对罪的惩罚就是死亡跟他分开。
And punishment for sin by God is the death and the separation from him.
第三个要素是基督啊。
The third important element is Christ.
他是我们与神和好唯一的道路。
He is the only way for us to be reconciled with God.
他为我们顺从的神。
He submitted himself to God for us.
他自己甘愿担当我们的罪。
He is willing to carry our sins.
他现在还活着。
He's still living today.
他现在在寻找人呢。
And he's seeking for men.
寻找那些寻找他的人。
Those who seek for him.
寻找那些失散需要拯救的人。
He seeks for those who are lost and need salvation.
但是第四个。
But the fourth element.
最要紧的一个要素。
The most important element.
回应。
Is response.
你可以同意前面三个。
You can agree to the previous three elements.
你说讲得很好。
You can say it's good.
我完全同意。
I agree completely.
那只是你头脑上的认同。
But that's just only mental assent.
你只是得到一些知识而已。
You've gained some knowledge only.
还有一步。
And there's one more step.
你是对福音要个回应。
And that you need to respond to the gospel.
也许有一天。
Maybe one day.
你突然感到自己内心很空虚啊。
All of a sudden you feel lonely.
心里很不平安。
You feel empty.
有一种特别的需要。
You don't have peace and you need something special.
你了解到神是谁。
And you understand who God is.
耶稣是谁？
And who Jesus is.
他为你做了什么？
And what he's done for you.
当这些事情都同时发生在你身上的时候，
When all these things happen at the same time,
你需要有回应。
You need to have a response.
神要什么样的回应？
And what's the response God wants?
悔改我们的罪。
To repent of our sins.
然后信赖基督。
And to believe in Jesus.
不信赖任何人。
And not to rely on anybody else.
在新约的写作里面
In the New Testament writing,
悔改跟相信是总是连在一起。
Repent and believe are always is connected.
好像一个铜板的两面。
Just like the two sides of a coin.
有这一面就会有那一面。
There's one this side, then there has to be the other side.
所以当保罗跟以弗所的长老们聚会的时候
，And so when Paul met with the Ephesian elders.
他把他过去几年的讲道，他把它总括一句话。
He summarized all his preachings in the past for them.
请我们打开《使徒行传》二十章二十一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 21.
使徒行传二十章二十一节。
Acts 20, verse 21.
又对犹太人和希利人证明，当向神悔改，信靠。我主耶稣基督
solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神对我们的要求。
This is God's demand for us.
悔改，相信。
Repent and believe.
悔改什么意思？
What does repentance mean?
悔改基本的意思，改变你的思想。
Repentance means to change your way of thinking.
因为你的思想决定你怎么用时间呢？
Because your way of thinking determines how you use your time.
你的优先次序是什么？
Your priority.
你的价值观是什么？
Your value system.
你平常的生活方式是什么？
And how you live your life.
如果你思想改变了。
Because if your mind is changed,
你的生活跟生命也会跟着改变。
Your life and your living will change.
变成这种改变是人家看得见的。
And this is kind of a change that's observable.
别人看到你啊。
But other people see.
哎呀，我说某某，你怎么跟以前不一样呢？
And they say, how come you're different now?
你怎么判若两人呢？
It's as though you are a new person.
第一个是会悔改。
So the first point is repentance.
思想的改变。
Change of the mind.
然后是第二个相信。
And then followed by belief.
这是跟悔改紧连在一起的。
These are closely knit together.
当你听到福音的时候
，So when you hear the gospel,
你很诚实的想到他所讲的是真实的。
You honestly admit that is the truth.
你相信
，And you believe in it.
只是这个相信跟我们平常所讲的相信有一差别。
But there is a difference in the belief that we usually have.
这个相信比我们平常讲的相信又深又广呢。
This belief is much deeper and wider.
举个比方。
Let me give you an example.
你说我可以相信喜马拉雅山是世界上最高的山。
You say I believe the Himalayas is the tallest mountain on earth.
我可以相信密西西比河是美国最长的一条河。
I can believe the Mississippi is the longest river in the U.S.
我可以相信明州北边一个城市 International Falls。是常常最冷的一个地方。
I can believe that there's a city in northern Minnesota, International Falls, is the coldest place in the state.
常常和 often.
But often is the coldest.
这种相信不是耶稣圣经所讲的相信。
This is not the kind of belief that Jesus talked about in the Bible.
这种相信只是你头脑上的同意。
This kind of belief is only mental assent.
圣经所讲的相信。
And the Bible belief.
不只是头脑上同意。
It's not just mental assent,
而是完全的依赖
but complete reliance.
这种相信
this kind of belief,
不是说我可以信靠我自己做一些
and not to, it's not just like trust myself to do some.
然后我可以信靠神做一些
and then I rely on God to do the rest.
彼此合作彼此帮忙
and we cooperate and help each other.
这种相信
this kind of belief,
还是我认识到
is that I understand
对救恩来说
that concerning God the gospel
我需要百分之百的依靠神
I need to rely on God 100%
我需要完全的信靠耶稣不信靠别的
I have to trust in God and nobody else
这种相信会的确不一样
and this is indeed a different way to believe
他不但要求你要有信心
not only does this belief demand faith
他也要求你要悔改啊
it also demands repentance
他要求我们的生命真的有改变
it depends that we really have a life change
David 牧师讲一句话在你们节目单上面
and Pastor Deborah said another sentence
请你们看一下
please look at it in your bulletin
他说任何声称是相信的但没有改变
Any purported belief without change
只不过是一个劣等的伪装品。
It's nothing but a base counterfeit.
很重的话哈。
This is a really very very heavy statement.
换句话说，这不是真货。
In other words, this is not a true thing.
不是圣经所说的。
This is not what the Bible says.
另外，早年一个英国的牧师。
There was an English pastor in
the early years. 他的名字叫 J.C. Ryle.
His name was J.C. Ryle.
他一生忠心的服侍神。
He was a faithful servant of God.
他写了许多书，很受人家的欢迎。
He wrote many books that were very widely
accepted. 他这么说。
And he made this statement.
他说，在今天有一种常见的世俗的基督教。
There is a common worldly kind of Christianity in this day.
这个基督教是许多人有的。
Which many have.
他们认为他们有的很够。
And think they have enough.
但这个却是一个不值钱的基督教。
A cheap Christianity.
他谁都不冒犯。
Which offends nobody.
也不要求牺牲。
And requires no sacrifice.
他不需要花代价。
Which costs nothing.
所以啊，也不值得什么。
And so it's worth nothing.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你把福音讲清楚，
If you clearly state the gospel,
它一定会冒犯人。
It will offend people for sure.
不是说你要故意去冒犯人，
You're not intentionally offending people.
而是福音本身会冒犯人。
But gospel itself is offensive.
因为你要告诉一个人，
Because you have to tell somebody.
不管他外面看起来多好，
No matter how well he looks on the outside.
不管他地位多高，
And how high.
受过多少教育，
How much education he has.
如果他不顺服人，他是罪人。
If he does not obey God, then he is a sinner.
这种话会冒犯人。
This kind of statement offends.
如果你把福音讲清楚，
But if you clearly state the gospel,
他会要求你牺牲。
It will require you to sacrifice.
你要舍己背十字架。
And you have to deny yourself and carry the cross.
如果你把福音讲清楚啊，
If you clearly state the gospel,
他要求你付代价。
It demands that you pay a price.
甚至包括你的生命。
Including your life.
因此这个福音是极有价值的。
And therefore this gospel is very valuable.
接受福音的人。
And those who accept the gospel,
是个悔改跟相信的人，
are those who repent and believe,
是个真有改变的人，
a person that really changed,
这种改变是别人可以看得出来的，
and this is the observable change,
这不是人可以做得到的，
and it's not something anybody can achieve,
这是圣灵的工作，
it is the work of the Holy Spirit,
我们在下一次，
and next time,
讲到第四个记号，
When we talk about a fourth mark,
提到神能怎么样归向神，
about how God
conversion,
about conversion,
会有详细的解释，
There will be detailed explanation,
这件事情究竟是怎么发生的，
how does this happen?
是圣灵的工作，
it is the work of the Holy Spirit,
不是任何人的工作，
not any man.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
福音是个消息，
Gospel is news.
但更是个好消息。
And yet, it, and also it's good news.
因为这个消息是来自于神呢。
Because this news is from God.
其他的消息呢？
Other kinds of news.
我不错，你也不错。
I'm fine. I'm okay. You're okay.
我们每个人都可以更好一点。
Everybody can stand being better.
或者你想什么是爱，它就是神了。
And or if you think what is love, then that is God.
或者耶稣你是你的朋友啊。
Or Jesus is your friend.
是你的 buddy, 是你的伙伴啊。
If it's your buddy.
或者说我们应该活得好，活得对啊。
Or we should live right and live well.
可以成为社会的贡献啊。
To be a good part of society.
这些都不是好消息。
All these don't qualify as good news.
他们最多只有一半是真的。
At most, they are partly true.
但是，
But,
当我们把它接纳成说这个就是福音的时候，
When we accept these as the whole gospel,
那就危险了。
Then it's dangerous.
因为这个消息没有办法救你。
Because this kind of news cannot save you.
你还只是会靠自己过日子。
You still have to live by your own power.
凭着我自己的能力, 凭着我的兴趣过日子。
By your own power or by your interest to live your life.
你可能会有5分钟的热度。
Maybe you have 5 minutes of zeal.
但时间过了, 你又回到原来的情况。
But after a while, you go back to your original state.
都是因为生命没有被改变过。
It's because your life has never been changed.
但是,
But
当你听到那真的福音的时候,
When you hear the real gospel,
它是会应该让你震惊的,
it should be amazing to you.
因为人是不会这样讲的,
because man will not say anything like that.
人不会讲说我要冒犯, 福音会冒犯你,
man will not offend you with their news.
人不会说福音需要你牺牲的,
man will not say that the gospel demands sacrifice.
人不会说福音需要你需要付代价,
man will not say that the gospel demands a payment.
但是因为福音是来自于神的,
but because the gospel is from God,
他就有力量改变你,
therefore he has the power to change.
他让你的罪被赦免,
he allows your sin to be forgiven.
他让你成为新人,
he allows you to be a new creation.
你和这位主人,
and with this master,
和这位天父,
and this heavenly,
和这位法官开始一个好的关系,
you will have a good relationship.
不但今天有啊,
not only today,
一直到永永远远,
but till all eternity.
请问哪个消息比这个更好?
May I ask, is there better news anywhere?
让我们祷告。
Let's go and pray.
天父, 我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你屡次苦口婆心地告诉我们什么是活音。
You steadfastly tell us what is the gospel.
求让我们一个受教的心。
Give us a peaceful heart.
也让我们自我审查。
And help us to examine ourselves.
我的生命有没有改变?
Has my life changed?
如果没有,
if not,
我今天所要做的,
what I need to do today,
就是悔改相信,
is to repent and believe.
我们不晓得我们还有多久的时间,
we don't know how much time we have left.
求主你让我们自我审查,
may the Lord help us to examine ourselves,
让我们肯定我们的确是属于你,
and to be assured that we belong to you.
我们这样祷告, 感谢, 奉主耶稣基督的名,
I pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 在我们唱诗之前,
before we sing our hymn,
我们教会有一对夫妇不久要离开我们,
there's a couple in our church who is going to leave us soon.
友斌弟兄跟兰珍姐妹, 他们是3月9号要离开,
Brother Youbin and Sister Lanzhen are going to leave us on March 9th.
3月8号是他们这下个礼拜天是他们最后一个礼拜天,
so next Sunday will be the last Sunday with us.
下礼拜天我正好不在,
and next Sunday the pastor will not be here.
我在洛杉矶参加一个1年1度的牧者会议,
he'll be in LA attending a pastor's conference.
所以我想跟他们两个人先道别一下,
so I want to say my farewell to them now.
他们在我们当中有差不多10几年的时间,
they have been with us more than 10 years.
我认识他们有5年多,
and I've known them for over 5 years.
他们许多在神的, 侍奉上, 他们的忠心努力,
and they are faithful in serving God.
有一件事情特别在我脑子里面很明显,
and there's something that is very clear to me in my mind,
就是他们对聚会的忠心,
and their faithfulness in attending meetings.
他们礼拜天主日崇拜不但来, 总是早到,
not only do they regularly attend Sunday worship, they always come early.
礼拜晚上的, 祷告会也一定到, 也是早到,
they always attend Friday night prayer meeting and they always come early too.
风雨无阻啊,
they are not stopped by the weather.
然后做完礼拜,
and then after worship,
他们就赶快去主日学里面,
they quickly go over to Sunday school class.
等主日学的, 上课,
to attend Sunday school class.
他们没有在走廊讲话, 讲了5分钟, 20分钟才进去,
they don't stop to talk in the hallway for 5 minutes or 20 minutes.
他们对这个聚会就是这样的忠心努力,
and that's how seriously they take all the meetings.
我到现在没有看过, 我听到我印象中, 没有看过他们有迟到过,
According to my memory, I cannot remember I've seen them late.
有些人告诉我说, 迟到是中国人的脾气了,
I've been told that lateness is the habit of Chinese.
我不太相信这一点了,
I don't quite believe that.
因为如果你要回国的话,
Because if you have to go back to China,
西北航空公司一点钟要离开，飞机要离开啊。
When the Northwest plane leaves at 1 o'clock,
你不会说，哎呀，我们就是习惯，我1:20到就可以。
You won't say, well, it's my habit to be late, so I get there at 1:20.
或者你的老板要跟你1点钟面谈呢，or
if you, your boss is meeting with you at 1 o'clock.
你说我们中国人就是1:15才出现的。
You say, well, as Chinese, I only get there at 1:15.
其实这是个小事情，actually
it's a small matter.
但是小事情上，他们反映出他们对神的敬畏。But
in this small matter, it shows the fear of God.
这给我们做了很好的榜样。And
it's a very good example for all of us.
值得我们每个人学习。And
so it's for us to learn from them.
以后还有他们还有几天的时间。There's
still a few days left with us.
请我们大家都可以珍惜这段时间。Let's
treasure the time. We have.
我们求神与他们同在,
May God be with them.
我们在祷告中彼此纪念,
and remember each other in prayer.
他们不但找到一个教会,
not only that they can find a good church,
他们可能找到一个健康的教会,
that they will have a healthy church.
能够在那边继续服侍神,
and continue to serve God there.